the last piece on Tezayin and Aleph. So the Mara Sakash and Rabbi Yossi Mikasar Mises Yom Kekuloi Zabah Gemara Hechem Mishkachas Lo Kivin the Chazoi Bepalgo the Yom Oselok Lo Ishimer Kishrosav Yom Aleph. So she saw the first day of this series of seeing, which would potentially make her into Zabah Gemara. Yom Beis, then the second day comes Tchilas Yom Beis Havi Shimer Lo Yom Rishon. So once she's had a mixed yom kikuloi the second day, it's like she had a full day. So she's now tahara from the first riya. According to Biyosi, we're saying when she would see later on in the day, we should say the Talmud told me kana labo, like we're saying over here by the case of the zov on day seven, or the shmiras yom kinek adoyim sheshachtu. We're saying that she's yet to the Karm Pesach because it doesn't work l'mafreya. So it doesn't work l'mafreya means she had a day of Tahara. It counts like 2 days. Two separate days. So, l'mitzarev b'haday yom rishon li'yosa zova. So she doesn't become a zova gedayla because day two will not combine with day one because she had a day of Tahara, a quote-unquote day of Tahara in between. So when it's a kashav gimel yamim, but lahoyer lo tahara bein tayim l'shimer. So there wasn't a day of tahara in the middle because the 3 days, the flow was straight from day one to day three. If I say ma going to chazoy gimel yomi summer klishkias achama, she skill excels me by yom. We're also out of lilo. She started right before the day ended, and she had a riyah all the way through till nighttime. This is b'chol yom to meya tilos of a soifa will a solak l'shimer. So there was never a day of shimer, because the day began and ended with tuma. The pashas, this is only relevant. You don't really need this in the middle, from day one to day two, and from day two to day three. You don't need day one to have that. The night before. Right? From day one going to day two, and day two going to day three, she started seeing Mibad Yom, and she continued all the way to the Laila. Hadjallah Harini Nozer, Zakti Mishnah. We did this mishnah with under Mishnayos. Mishomer Reini Nozer, a person undertook to be a Nozer. The loch is a Megaleach Yom Shloshim Ve'echad. The person is supposed to do 30 full days, and then day 31 is when he brings his karbonis and cuts his hair. Megaleach Yom Shloshim is the Yatzah. However, really Mikra Din Yisim Kekuloi, and on day 30 a person would be Yotzei. In the average case, where a person just said, Hareini Nozer, stop. But they don't want to do that l'chadchila because of the next case. Hareini Nozer, Shloshim Yoim, M'gilach Yoim, Shloshim is lo yotzah. Because there, since the person said he wants 30 days, he meant, we say the Stam Losh, and he's coming to be Marba, that should be 30 full, that should be, the last day should be full. And therefore, in that case, if he cut his hair on day 30, he wasn't yet his netter. So since in that case where the person says Shloshim Yoim, day 30 is no good, and therefore in the case of a Stam case where Mikra Din 30 is good, Chazal did not allow it, Gzeira to this case. Okay. Misha Nozer Shtei Naziris, let's work out the same case in multiple Naziris. So Megaleach Hazor Yishayna, Yoim Shloshim Be'achod. So day 31 is the day that he would cut his hair and bring karbonis for the first Naziris. Then but day 31 could also count as soon as he finishes that, he starts being Nazir again, because he was mekabel two Naziris. As soon as the first one is finished, the second one starts. So that counts as day one, because everybody agrees that day one can be a partial day. So therefore, day 31 is also day 1, day 60 is day 30, and day 61 he'll bring the second set of karbonos, the second haircut, the second set of karbonos on day 61. If the person was Megaleach on the first one on day 30, which had Bidi Abed his Yatza, so he didn't, even though he didn't keep the Kanad Rabbanon, his Yatza, so as soon as he finishes the Nazir, the next one starts. So day 30 is also day 1. So day 59 is day 30, and day 60 is day 31. Megaleach is a Shnia Yom Shishim. Is so in that scenario, so day 30, he finishes the first kabbanas. The first nazir took out his haircut and brought the kabbanas then. Not like we wanted him to, but that's what he did. So immediately the second nazir starts. So that's day 1. Day 30 is day 1. Day 59 is day 30 of the second nazir. And Bidi Abi said, if you do it on Yom Shleishim, you're Yotze. So you get a Shem Shishim Chaser Echad is Yotze. So it is, hey, Rabbi Papias, this is an edis that Rabbi Papias was made in the Ben Bezdin, on Misha Nozer, Shem Naziris, Shem Gilachas, Rishon Yom Shleishim, and Galechas, Ashniya, the Yom Shishim. It takes up the Lamed, Yom Shishim. And the point being that the Kiddush over here is, even though in Cheshbon it's Poshet, right? We might have argued that Bishlam, when he starts on day 31, which is already after the Naziris, just there's a requirement of waiting till the next day and bringing the Kabbalah, so that day can count as day 1 for the second Naziris. But we might have argued that day 30, which really belongs to the first Naziris, doesn't count for the second Naziris. So therefore, if a person would be the Galeach on Yom 59, he's going to really be in the middle of the second Naziris. So that's not true. Okay. So the Mishnah, Mishomer Harini Nazir, and he started his Naziris, and Nitma Yom Shloshim. So, and they became Tomei on day 30. So, before he has finished bringing his Kabbalah, anything like that. So, the loch is so sort of curl. He loses the whole count. Whether this is we'll see a discussion. We have this back in the first parak that Bar Pada holds down the zeros was 29 days. And we have to work out the Bar Pada's pshat in the Mishnah. It's kind of Bar Pada this din is Rabbanan. That so really he finishes 30 days. But he has to wait the 7 days of Tahara before he can bring his Karbonis, so it comes out he loses 7 days. However, Rainy knows a Shleshim Yoim, which we said earlier in the Mishnah, then he means Mimakabal's 30 full days by adding that extra lotion. So then, Nitmayam Shleshim says to us a cult. So if he hasn't finished his Naziris yet, so it says to us a cult, even a Kurdish Beliezer. Rainy knows a Mea Yoim. Nitriyam Meya Seser Sakal. So based on that same logic, the person says I'm Nozer Meyam. So it means 100 full days. So on day 100, he lost it. So he was not Mekayim. His Neder was 100 consecutive days, and he only did 99. Rabbi Eliezer Amar and Seser Lashloshim. So. So the Gemara is going to try and figure out why it should be Shloshim, Kurd Rabbi Eliezer. We had this discussion earlier. That Nitma Yermelois you only lose 30 days. So in the first the case of four, where it was 30 days, so you need 30 days. Over here, even though it's 100 days, you only need to redo 30. So currently, as the Nazir, this is done. So it's not so. So just you have to wait the 7 days of Tahara. According to the Tanakhama, since he hasn't made Karbonos yet, so it's Soyser, but he doesn't lose the 100 because he pleaded the 100, so he just got a problem that he has to go through the process of a Karbon Tuma, cut his hair, and then he has to be able to cut his hair for Tahara, so he needs another 30 days for being during the Zeros to be able to bring a Karbon Tahara with a Giluach of Tahara.
30 days is the minimum, right? For Naziris.
Correct.
Okay.
Zuck the rush. Mishum already knows him. Glech the yom lamin aleph. Ramas adomer stam aziris lamin yom. Hilchum glech yom lamin aleph. So according to Ramas of the Mishnah's pashut, he holds the stam aziris is 30 days, and therefore he has to be glech on day 31. However, the barpada stam aziris is chavtes yom. We had back in the first parak that Parpada said that Stam Aziris is 29 days, and therefore meeker than a person should cut their hair on day 30. But since in a case where he says he would say in 30 days, then he has to keep 30 full days, where we Rabbanu, we gave saying Stam Naziris as if he said 30 full days. Therefore he has to wait till day 31. But b'diavad, because then he's Yotze by being Megalech on day 30. Right, so it works, so they left it b'diavad that it works. So you don't have the same Yom Kekulai according to Barpada. This Yom is not Kekulai, but the Ikir Naziris is only 29 days. According to Ramas, the whole Ikir Naziris is 30 days. You're Yotze on day 30 because of Mitzvah Yom Kekulai. The Barpada Nicho, B'riyeva Yotze Mir Raisa Dino Hachi, L'Galeach L'Yom Lamed. So B'riyeva, they left it on the Raisa, that day 30 is L'Chachila Mir Raisa. So B'riyeva, it was something on the Raisa. Ramas, the Mepharash Liel, Meshum Nixiz Yom Kekula. Ramas has to learn up this halacha that your Yotze on day 30 because Mixiz Yom Kekula. And he knows a Lamed Yom, and Gilach Yom Lamed Lo Yotze, after Barpada, then you need 30 full days. It's interesting to me that the Rosh is Lashon that after Parpada is Moida. I mean, a person said a lashon, whatever lashon he said, that's a din of the Naziris. And Barpada holds the Yom Mitzvah Kekulai. So once he said 30 days, he means 34 days. The Chiddush in Ramasna, the old Mitzvah Kekulai, but once you said day, when you say explicitly 30 days, we say Das Ben Elim, you meant 30 full days. So the Af is in Ramasna in a certain sense, not in Barpada. Even Barpada, I mean, of course, Barpada agrees to the person who says what he said. He says, I might have been with Nazar for 42 days. He's Nazar 42 days. Right? So he said 30 means 30. The question is, what happens on day 42 in the, when he became Tomei at 2 o'clock in the afternoon before he brought his kabbalas? What happens now? According to Rapada, I'm sorry, you said 30, you had 42 days, and you know, I don't hold Mitzvah Kekulai, so you didn't do it. Ramas holds Mitzvah Kekulai. No, you meant 42 full days. Oh, okay, that's a Kiddush. Okay. Mishomarini Nozer Nitta Yom Lamed, says just a call. So if it happened on day 30, the Ramasa Sosiris Minatara, maybe Karman Tumas. Even though you say Kukuloi, but Kolzman, you haven't brought the Karbanis, you haven't finished the Naziris, so it's Sosir. The Rapal is Sosir Minarabonon, but the Hechadom Lamed, we don't maybe Karman Tumas. Umar Lamed, comma. So according to Ramas, it's not the Raisa, so he would go through the whole Karman Tumas process. According to Rapal, it's not the Raisa, so he can't bring the Karman Tumas. Yeah, Vedam may be Korban Tumma. Yeah.
The Korban Tumma requires Dilur.
Yeah.
And what type of Dilur? We talked about Nazir Abdel Matur yesterday. We
talked about this one. It's the same Dilur as the Dilur of Nazir of the Tahara. But the halacha is that you take the hair and you put it on the dude when you cook the shlomim, it doesn't exist.
Okay, so it's head and beard.
I have to check that, then a beard. I'm not sure it's beard. I have to check it up. Okay. Well, there's our main associate, El Zion. So what's under Eliezer? So Rapat explained to Eliezer, because since Midaraisa, 29 days is good enough. So we did. So you have to go through the 7 days of Tahara before you can bring your kabbalas. So that's poshut. The Lagozer, Rebbeleser isn't gozer. When Astam Nazir is also a case where you said 30 days. Ramash the Mishum Laksaver mitzvah Yom Kikuloi. Ramash the holder, Rebbeleser holds mitzvah Yom Kikuloi. Even before you brought your kabbalas, so the Nazir is finished just as Allah bring kabbalas. Ramas agrees in Rabbanon, he mixes him kakuloi. Rabbanon less who mixes him kakuloi, ella akha shehaber karbonosav. Yes, if the person on day 30 brought the karbonis, so he's completed the process, since he's not a nazir anymore. But Kolzman, he hasn't brought the karbonis, he is a nazir. And you don't see him mixing him kakuloi, he became tamei before he brought the karbonis, that was good enough. That's the point. According to Ramasta, Reb Eliezer and the Chacham are arguing how far you say mixes Yom Kikulei. According to Ramasta, Reb Eliezer and the Rabban are arguing on how far you say mixes Yom Kikulei. Rain also Lamed Yoim and Nidal Yom Lamed. This is a recall. The person said Yom Lamed Yoim. Kima Dumber Lamed Yoim. Sabina and Shlemi. That's what we said, that in that case he meant 30 full days, so there's no Mishim Kekula anymore. What about if a person says he's a Nazir for 100 days? Yeah. The case of a person said he's nazir for 100 days and he became tamei on day 100. So Tanakama says you lost the whole thing. He makes a drasha that if he was nitzav b'yom malois, being more than 30 days. So Gleza holds that it'll say Mitzvah Yom Kikulai in that case, but I'm saying you won't say Mitzvah Yom Kikulai because he said a deeper of 100 days, whatever the number really that he said, but we only darshan that he has to redo 30 days.
So day 99, you became tamei day 99. You have to do the full 100.
Correct. Nitzav Yom Kuf Aleph. Sir Shalamet. Mirabanan Gazera Gaza Shiister Yom Taglachas Alto Yom Kuf. Vula Gaza Shiister El Kastam Nazir. They said if we so Mikra, then it's only 7 days. So he can't be Megalech Betumah. So the Nazirus is finished, but he can't be Megalech Betumah, so he has to go through the 7 days of Tahara, and then that'll bring his Kabbonis, and they 108. But Chazal were Geyser up to the day before. But they weren't Geyser Lagamri because they didn't put him the burden of doing another 100 days. They gave him the requirement of doing 30 days. Now, who had been Nazir Lamed Yom? Shenitim b'yom lamanal, she says there is a cult. Avastam nazir shenitim. This is the suggestion that the Shita puts into the Rosh over here. So if it was, he said, I'm a nazir 30 days. So it means 30 full days. So he's nitim b'yom lamanal. If we say we're going to be goyzer din rabbanon, as if he was nitu the day before, and you need 30 days. But a case of a stam nozer, which is nitu the yom lamed aleph, havi k'nitu yom kuf beis shenu soser. Because a stam nozer, which mikra din b'dievet, he could be yotz on day 30. So you can't say when you come tell me on day 31, we say, oy vey, you know, if we don't do something over here, people are going to think that day 30, it's okay also. Well, you know what it is, then, okay, on day 30. So, at least the Kardia Blyazer, for sure.
If he's nitma on the 31st day.
Of a stam naziris.
Stam naziris has to go through 7 days with
Chazayim, and then you get. Wait, 7 days with what?
With Chazayim,
the Spring. Pardon, no? The Pardon, correct. Yeah, right.
And at the end of 7, he brings a korban, and he also gets his hair cut. As part of the.
After the 7 days, he's Tahara, now he brings his korbanos of a nazir. Not korban tumah. We're saying the Naziris is finished. He finished his 30 days. But you have to bring your Kabbonis of the Naziris to Tahara.
Yes.
So he has to just go through the Tahara process, then he brings his regular Kabbonis. In the case where it's Soyser, there's a local bringing a Korban Tumah before he restarts. The Nazir has a special set of, he has a Taglachas Tumah and a Kabbonis that a Nazir brings when he became Tomei. But that doesn't apply to him because he became tummy after the Naziris is finished.
After he finished his count,
right?
Thank you.
Even in this case over here, which we're saying Mirabonan, and they 101, he's such a lamed yom. That's what's going to happen because since Mirarais, it's not soister, so you can't bring the Kabbonis Tumah. So all that'll happen is he waits 30 days, going through the tar process. And then doing 30 days, and then he brings his kabbonis mm-hmm. up to Hara, mm-hmm. and he wouldn't get a haircut either. He wouldn't do a taglachas tumah because Midrash said not soyser, so he's also to cut his hair until he brings it. The taglachas tumah. Because he became in a case where the tumor was such a bit of raisa, so that Rosh Nizra became has then becoming tomei, and you have to cut it off and start over again. But if Midaraisa, it's not tomei, it's not soyser. So he's a nazir who hasn't brought his kavanos yet. So he's also to cut his hair. So even the chazal were goyzer Midarabanan, you have to keep another 30 days. But they can't be matzah cutting your hair. So day 31, day 101 is not worse than day 30 of Astam Naziris. You just have to get the 7 days of Tara, that's all you need. Something more. So the more quotes from the Mishnah. Misha Amar Reini Nozer Mitzvah Yom Shloishim Sosher Sakol V'Yazer Meiros Shosel L'Shiva. So Sabra B'Liezer, Kol Acher Malois. So you've completed the Naziris. So it's after Malois, you've completed the full time that you need to keep. Shiva Soyser, so all it is a Soyser is 7 days. That i.e. has to go through the 7 days of Tahara before he can bring his Karbonis. A person said already knows the Shleshim Yoim, and some Zeros is Shleshim Yoim, so why do you say the word Shleshim Yoim? We say he must have meant to Marba that they have to be Shleimim. So therefore, Lord Polygon Bliazer, Domer Shleimim. So Bliazer, in this case, he doesn't argue because he understands that the reason why you said Shleshim Yoim was to Marba that they have to be 30 full days. So it comes out he didn't complete his 30 full days. So this is not Acher Malois, but Teich Malois. So that's it, you lose the whole thing.
Now, but according to Bar Pada, if he says Shloshim, it doesn't necessarily imply Shleimim.
Okay, that's a good question. According to...
Why? Because that's the natural smallest unit of...
According to the Chachamim, according to Ramasna, who argues in Barpata, that Stam Nazir is 30 days. So Fel says, you know, I'm going to be a Nazir 30 days. So, of course, and what else is going to be? I mean, that's what... You don't have to say anything. So you say, must be that he added the word 30 days to explain he meant 30 full days. Okay? But Russell asked, according to Barpata, holds Stam Nazir is 29 days. So maybe when he said 30 days, he didn't mean 30 full days. He meant the reason why he said it. According to Ramasa, I got a question. What are you saying? Just say Reni Nozer. Reni Nozer, by definition, means 30 days. So we say, well, he must have meant to be married, but he wants 30 complete days. And you don't see me see Yom Kippur. But according to Rapada, which some of the years is 29, you can't ask why he say 30 days, because he wants 30 days. The guy said 37 days. Why is it? Because he wants it. You know, so he said 30. He wants 30. Why? He must have meant not he must have Shleiman. So you're going to have to learn in Barpado that I remember the Cheshman over here. To learn Rapada that he means Stam, whenever a person says a number, he means the complete amount, is not going to work because and that's why even Rabbi Lezer is. According to Rapada, the Chacham don't hold him in Siyam Kekula. So the Chacham is easy. So now that I said 30, I mean 30 full days. The same way when Stam is here, says 29, I mean it's 29 full days. I don't think they need a special reboot. The Shas and Rabbi Lezer holds Siyam Kekula. So if Bar Pada says that Rabbi Lezer agrees when you say a number, you mean the full amount.
Right.
So why, when he says 100, according to Rabbi Lezer, it's only Seser Shloshim? Why isn't it Seser the whole thing? I think it's the Morris Keshman before in the first paragraph was because it's Gzeres HaKosev, according to Rabbi Lezer. There was even though. Right. That whole discussion, we discussed already before, according to Rapada and Ramas, the back of the first paragraph. That's straight Nozer type of language, right? We talked about it once before. Go figure it out. Go look it up. The language of the Masechta is different than the Masechta. The more says, yeah, it's a conversation. We discussed it already. Do you remember that language at anywhere else in Shas? Well, in Nozer, that's, you know. Okay. So the Mishnah. So what it's saying is go back to the first parak and review it. So the Mishnah, Misha Nazir, Behubeves HaKvaris. When he undertook the Naziris, he was standing in the HaKvaris. Phil Hoya Shom Shloshim Yoim. He was there for 30 days. Tosis brings that Gemara. Tosis, Rabbi Eliezer and Assessor El Shloshim. So why Karnab Eliezer is only such a shloshim? Right. Barpada learns in Rabbi Eliezer also, you don't see Misiyam Kekulay. That was Barpada's cash, but the reason why on day 30 it's only such a shiva Karnab Eliezer is because you don't see Misiyam Kekulay, because he stumbles here since 29 days. So nobody holds Misiyam Kekulay. So then the question is even stronger. So why on day 100 are you not such the whole thing? You don't see Misiyam Kekulay. So he didn't do his 100 days. Ramatha, not Peshin and Perakam, Adorim Shlemim. According to Ramatha, you have to look up the Mishnah that when he said 100, he said the word Shlemim. In the Rabbonah, right? Because otherwise, according to Ramatha, you say Misim Kekuloi. When you say 30, we say, well, that has to mean Shlemim by definition, because otherwise, what did you say? And I say, they say 100. I meant 100 regular days, which you can't ask what I say because I wanted to say 100. So did I mean shleimim? No. It's the case that I said explicitly shleimim. So now, both according to Barpada and according to Ramasna, it's according to Eliezer that you have to do 100 full days. Why are you only such a shleishim? So the Mora says, according to both of them, v'hoyel alister sakal alamid rasha the zeis terasa nazar gzeres akosavu then associate l'olam adyoim. It's gzeres akosav that you only associate ki nitzma yom meya. It's based on a drasha and a pasuk. And even though in Svara, logic would have said that he lost the whole 100 days. Kondribly Ezer. Okay. Okay, Mishnah also Rahu is a chorus. I feel like I'm Shashim Yom and Oil Lamin and Minyan. Better maybe Karmat Tumah. So he hasn't started his Naziris yet. First, he has to come out, be Matar himself, and start his Naziris. But he's not Chayav Karmat Tumah. That's only a person who started Naziris and became Tomei is Chayav Karmat Tumah. Yotza, he came out. And he was Matara himself. He did the whole process of Tahara. He doesn't bring any Kupra and Tuma because now he's ready to start his Naziris. And then after that, in Ichnas, so Elul Amin Aminyan, or maybe Kerman Tuma. So those days are days in the Naziris. Now you lose the days, gives it over again. So Elul Amin Aminyan means over here, not that it counts for the days, it counts that you started in the Naziris, and therefore you have to be maybe Kerman Tuma when you become stomach. So that halacha is maybe Karmat Tumah, it only becomes Tomei after he's had on the second day. So he loses his count of day one and day two. He has to lose 2 days. But if he came out, was Matar himself, and started counting his 30 days, and on day one that happened, he went back into the Mesochorus. So he doesn't bring a carbon tumor. He doesn't bring a carbon tumor. So the same halakas would be true, just in case a regular nazir who didn't set out his naziris in the basic quarters. Person set up a nazir and he started counting, and later on that day became tamei. So according to the Chachamim, he would bring a korban tumah. According to Eliezer, he wouldn't, because there has to be at least 2 days before he can bring his chayav korban tumah.
But he still has to have seven, of course.
He needs to become Torah again before he can count. Correct. Right, but he wouldn't cut his hair and bring a korban tumah. According to Eliezer, according to the Chachamim, he would. So the Rosh Mishnah Zubes Akvaris Afilu Shoha Shom Lam and Yom Venema Rebim Karman Tuma the Kseev Karman Tuma Ben Nazir Tor Shinita Kseev wouldn't Tommy Shinazar it would be the same thing would be true if the person was had Tumas Mace it was neuter to be a Nazir not being in a basic Akvaris the same point. He has to first come be nitar before this halachas karma tumah are relevant. Yotze benichnas karma, he went out v'hizu alav gimel v'zayin. He did the process of the tahara of the paraduma on day 3 and day 7. V'tavel, and he went to the mikvah. As soon as that's finished, he's a nazir, so he has to start being knowing the zirus. Then he nichas the basic chorus of filo baba yom, maybe karmen tuma. The chomer say later on the same day he goes back in the basic chorus, brings karmen tuma. Lezer menu lo baba yom shnemar yomim rishon yiplu. Lele menu soyser elam kain oimer biyom beiz than the zirus. And once it's not soyser, the pasuk that he brings karban tumah, etc., also doesn't apply. Wouldn't the pligi bechal adam torah shenazer minitra by bayom? We're not sorry. The high deksiv by yomim rishonim yiplu lashvina the soyser call mashemona, but now that it's tanai ma'akev in the din of the karban. But it's not according to Blazer, it's coming to be marba that there's a tanai in ma'akev of the korban that you have to lose two days before you can be chayiv a korban tumah. Now, according to Eliezer, would also mean that he only needs 29 days at the end, because he doesn't lose the first day. So a person says already nazir, and the first day goes fine. The second day, later in the day, something happens, he becomes stuck. The Karnal Chachamim, he lost the first 2 days. Karnal Eliezer, he lost 2 days. But let's say he became tummy the same day. To Karnal Eliezer, he counted day one. He doesn't lose that. He just has to... and Rezal didn't make him kakuloi, not according to Barpada, according to Ramaster, right? So he has to become Tor 7 days. Doesn't mean Karma Tumah because it wasn't 2 days. And then he counts 29 more days and he's done. Karma Chom, he has to count 30. Okay. Let's.